Science Audio presents the unabridged recording of Driven by Fire by Ann Stewart, performed by Jill Redfield.
For Linda Ward and Jenny Crucy, I couldn't have done it without you. Chapter 1. She never should have been there. Normally, Jennifer Parker would have waited for the smoke to clear for a call for her services as a pro bono lawyer. She'd already acquired a small but stellar reputation for dealing with the poor and disenfranchised. And a cargo ship with 73 women and children bound for the sex trade would require her help sooner or later. She had the perfect excuse to show up. She would have gotten a phone call from the DA's office, or the Red Cross, or any of a number of charitable organizations in need of her expertise. And if anyone questioned her presence, she could simply explain that she saw no reason to wait when she might be needed. The police and the FBI and their ilk were doing an excellent job clearing the ship, but these victims would be better off dealing with a sympathetic woman than a gun-toting police force. But that wasn't her real reason for driving her ancient Toyota down to the docks and ferreting her way past the police barricades and news crews and gawkers.
"Do you want to be responsible for your brother's death?"
her father had thundered at her from the end of the phone line, the father she hadn't spoken to in 3 years.
"I know you have no family feeling when it comes to most of us, but this is Billy, your baby brother. What would your mother have said if she knew you let him walk into a trap and did nothing to save him?"
"He got himself into it," she said, fighting back the guilt. "If he's been making money from sex trafficking, then he deserves whatever he gets.
A bullet between the eyes? I may have spent a fortune paying off the New Orleans police, but there are other agencies involved in this, including some mysterious foreign group called the Organization or the Committee. They won't hesitate to blow his brains out."
"There's nothing I can do that you can't," she said stubbornly.
"I can't do anything. He's not answering his cell phone, and if I or any of my men show up at the docks, they'll think we're a part of this mess."
"Aren't you?"
"Don't be disrespectful."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?